May it please the court.
Certainly.
Missouri is one of a few states who put children on the adult sex offender registry for life, with no possibility of removal ever. The statutes are automatic, the registry is public, and the laws are unconstitutional. 211.425.1 and 589.400.16 are fundamentally unfair and violate due process. The automatic nature of the statute converts a juvenile adjudication into an adult conviction. It imposes an adult penalty on a juvenile offender who was not certified to stand trial as an adult and is still subject to the juvenile disposition of the juvenile division, with no opportunity for an individualized assessment that the child may be at risk to reoffend and therefore should be placed on the registry. This automatic requirement violates due process by eliminating the discretion of the juvenile court judge, the judge whose central role is to determine what is in the best interest of the child, and in particular in the dispositional setting, to determine the individualized assessment of the child, their treatment needs, and their rehabilitative goals. There is absolutely no statistical data or research to support juvenile adjudications being placed on the adult sex offender
registry. The Pennsylvania statute's a little different. Are there any statutes precisely like our statute where there's been a finding as you would like?
If the court would look at the Ohio case of In Re CP. In In Re CP, there are two ways that a juvenile adjudication could possibly have a sex offender registration requirement. One would be the traditional juvenile disposition order. The other would be if you're labeled a serious youthful offender. The court has discretion to assess whether you're a traditional juvenile offender or a serious youth offender. However, if the court determines that you are a serious youthful offender, that child is automatically required to register on the adult sex offender registry. Whereas the traditional juvenile offender, the court would have discretion to determine what type of registry the child should be placed upon. That court found that elimination of the central role of the juvenile judge in assessing whether a child should have that dispositional requirement violated due process.
And the offense of attempted rape, would that fall under a traditional juvenile offender or a serious youthful offender?
Under Ohio's scheme, it would fall under the serious youthful offender. And in Missouri, because our statute is limited to youths aged 14 and older and who have committed certain serious sexual offenses, and in this particular case with SC, he was 14 and adjudicated of attempted rape in the first degree, the statute requires that he be placed on that registry, regardless of whether the juvenile judge felt that that was appropriate.
And if I understand, you're saying in Ohio, though, the juvenile judge would, even if it's a serious offender, would still have discretion, or in Ohio with attempted rape, would they have to put him on the, he would have to be on the adult registry?
Correct.
So it would be the same as Missouri in this instance?
Correct. The judge has discretion to decide if he's a traditional juvenile offender or a serious youthful offender, but does not have discretion to decide if he's placed on the adult registry or not.
You know, in the order and the judgment that you're appealing from, the juvenile court checked the box that said that he's to be registered on the juvenile sex offender registry, as opposed to the next line down, which had a box that was not checked, which says registered on the adult sex offender registry. So it appears from the face of the judgment that he was ordered to be on the juvenile sex offender registry, not the adult sex offender registry.
And that is the way the judgment has been written. However, it's not valid under the law. SC, according to 211.425 and 589.400.16, is still required to register on the adult sex offender registry.
Why aren't you required to file a declaratory judgment action to make your arguments?
Your Honor, we filed the underlying defense attorney filed a direct notice of appeal to
I understand you did, but why wouldn't you be required since this particular judgment doesn't do what you're saying? I understand by operation of law what the consequences are, but what I don't understand is why you wouldn't have to challenge this under a declaratory judgment action. In other words, how could this trial judge be declared to be erroneous when he didn't do what you're suggesting violates the Constitution?
So, Your Honor, I would argue that the defense counsel asked the judge to rule on the motion to declare the statute unconstitutional before the adjudication. And the adjudication is what triggers the statute, not the dispositional order. And that's why the law is unconstitutional.
But you're not appealing that he erred in only checking juvenile and should have checked an adult. That's not the basis of your appeal. You're saying we should say he can't check anything.
Correct.
But the question is the timing, and opposing counsel's raised that either declaratory judgment action or once he's no longer a juvenile, if the state moves to require him to register, he could then raise that issue. But isn't it premature now because the only thing this order does is say he has to register as a juvenile?
But the order has no validity.
Well, but if no one contests it, nothing right now in the order requires him to do it. You're saying the law, in your interpretation of it, requires him to do something else later on. The order doesn't say, but you're appealing the order.
I am appealing the order, but I'm also appealing the adjudication of that requires the statute to be.
But aren't you really contesting whatever in the law requires those who have been certified as juvenile offenders and been required to register, the law that requires them to continue to register as an adult, and is that what's before the court here? Is that what the court relied on?
Yes, and my understanding of the way the registry works is he would never be required to register on the juvenile sex offender registry. He would have to start registering on it as a 14-year-old. And so it wouldn't be that he would wait until...
But that's not what the order said.
Correct. However, my understanding of how the registry works is that the adjudication goes into the system. And if he were to be stopped by the police and they were to check and see he has an adjudication for attempted rape, they would then check to see if he's on the adult sex offender registry. If he's not, he's subject to being charged with a felony.
Well, I understand your argument, but in fact, he was only ordered to appear on the juvenile sex offender registry. Wouldn't the state be the one appealing that error if it should have said adult, not you?
And I understand that point, Your Honor. The problem is that the statute does not allow the judge to do what he did. And so the juvenile is still required to register whether the judge told him to do that or not.
Don't most of our cases dealing with this issue or the constitutionality, they always come about as a deck action or in response being raised as a defense to a criminal charge. So what makes your client any different than everybody else who's challenged these either successfully or unsuccessfully? They had to wait till the decision was ripe or that it actually applied to them.
So the court has ruled on two motions related to the ripeness and the standing issue. In the first motion, we asked that he not be required to register right now, that order be stayed. And the reason we asked for that is once he goes on that public registry, it's like he can never come off. I mean, everyone knows how the internet works, and once you're in there, even if he'd be removed, people could still capture that information and that confidentiality.
It's the juvenile registry, though, that's been stayed.
No, the order has stayed his requirement to register pursuant to the statute. And the statute requires him to register on the adult.
And why does the statute require him to register? Does everyone who's on the juvenile registry have to register as an adult, so there's really no juvenile registry?
No. He has to register on the adult registry because he's 14 and he was adjudicated of attempted rape in the first degree. And juveniles who are on the juvenile offender registry are either under those ages and have committed that offense or committed a felony that is not on the list that the federal law requires them to be on. So, for example, if it was a misdemeanor sexual abuse case, they would not necessarily be on the adult registry but might be on the juvenile registry.
So even if the court in its order had said, I convict you of attempted rape, but you're not required to register in any registry, you're saying the law nonetheless would require him to register.
I believe that's true.
Does the juvenile court have authority to order him to register on the adult list?
The statute requires the judge to inform the juvenile or the offender of their duty to possibly register. That's how the statute is written. I believe it's 589.405. And so the duty of the court is to inform them of their obligation. It doesn't grant authority to order or not order. The statute is an automatic trigger that requires the registry to occur.
Is that because of the federal law?
That's because of the state law. That's how the state law has been written.
Would this particular person be required to register under federal law, irrespective of the state law?
That is probably true.
And federal law would require him to register with the potential of being removed from the registry after, what is it, 25 years?
Correct. If he could show that he had been, had completed a rehabilitative program, had not failed to register during that time period, and has been, completed any conditions of a release or any conditions of probation, then he could petition the court for removal.
And but so is your argument that it is unconstitutional to require him to register at all, considering the nature of his offense and the fact that he's 14, or are you suggesting it's unconstitutional to require him to register without some mechanism 25 years from now to get off the registration?
The argument is the law as written is unconstitutional. It is more strict than the federal law, as it allows no opportunity to ever ask the court to review whether he should, number one, be on it in the first place at the beginning, or number two, be able to be removed from it after proving that he has been rehabilitated.
And what states are there that have ruled that a juvenile offender with this type of crime, it would be unconstitutional to require them to register?
To register at all?
Mm-hmm. On the adult system.
My understanding is there are 10 states, and I believe I cited those states in my brief, but I can't recall exactly which states those are at this
time. And they are also prohibiting registration for a child that's 14 that has been adjudicated for this serious of an offense.
Yes, they have no registry whatsoever for juveniles.
And how does federal law, and then so then they give up, they don't comply with the federal requirement with whatever?
Correct. They have chosen to not comply, and they've chosen to release those federal grants.
Have they was it constitutional grounds or that they've so held, or is it on statutory grounds, or have they held it would violate the Constitution for them to require a registry?
They don't have a registry at all.
The legislature has made a policy choice not to require registration.
That is true.
So are there any states where the court has found unconstitutional a statute requiring registration of a child with an offense of this nature that was committed at 14?
I believe the Ohio case in Ray CP. I believe the Pennsylvania case of In Re JB, it was also an offense that was a serious offense that required the child to be on the adult sex offender registry. I see that my time is up.
Any other questions? We'll hear from you on rebuttal.
Thank you.
May it please the court. Assistant Attorney General Matthew Ladano, appearing on behalf of intervener, the Missouri Attorney General. SC attempted to forcibly rape his adoptive sister in her own home. He choked her, slammed her into doors, tables, and walls, trapped her in the residence, and when she was exhausted from fighting him off, he removed her clothing and sexually assaulted her. The trial court found him delinquent of this act, and on appeal, he challenges state laws requiring that certain individuals register as adult sex offenders after having been found delinquent of very serious sex offenses.
What difference in procedure between the juvenile adjudication and a criminal trial is there? He's suffering, your opponent argues that he is suffering the consequences of an adult conviction when in fact he's only had a juvenile adjudication. So what differences are there between the two that we should consider?
There are no constitutionally significant differences between the two, Your Honor.
But he has a right to a jury trial. If it was an adult crime, he'd have a right to a jury trial.
That is true, Your Honor. However,
you don't have a right to a jury trial in juvenile.
The juvenile does not have a right to a jury trial.
Okay. And that's one of the... Okay. Thank you.
Yes. And the U.S. Supreme Court has upheld systems from states that permit juvenile delinquency without juries.
Right, but it's a different. But if it was an adult and it was convicted and it was registered as an adult, he would have had a right to a jury trial as opposed to the juvenile.
That is true, Your Honor. If he were certified to the criminal court, he would have had the right to a jury trial.
So what benefits did he get from not being certified? What are the differences, the question went to, being tried in the juvenile system versus the adult system?
Yes, Your Honor. The main difference...
Other than the jury trial.
Well, the benefits received are you know, several. Juveniles, as the U.S. Supreme Court has held, do have the right to confrontation of witnesses. They do have the right to counsel. They do have many other criminal procedural rights that apply in the delinquency context. In fact, most of the constitutional procedural rights apply in that context.
Can the sentence be beyond years when the person's a juvenile? Can they be ordered to serve longer than age? What, 21? What are they? And so is that a difference, that they're not subject to the same sentence when they're in the juvenile system as in the adult system?
I believe they are not subject to the same types of sentences, Your Honor. The juvenile system permits the juvenile court, after a finding of delinquency, to make a dispositional ruling, which accounts for the placement, treatment, and care of the juvenile.
But you're saying as to registries, there's absolutely no difference there. From day one, for attempted rape, if found guilty, the registry requirements are identical in the juvenile and the adult system?
I would disagree with that,
okay,
Your Honor.
That's what I'm trying to find out.
Yes,
what's the difference?
The registry requirements are not identical.
Okay, what are they?
In that an adult who is found guilty of a violation of Chapter 566 or a number of sex-related offenses outside of that chapter must register on the Adult Sex Offender Registry. Juveniles found delinquent of an offense that would be a felony under 566 must generally register on the juvenile registry, and they would come off of that registry at 21. Only a subset of juveniles found delinquent, those 14 or older at the time of their offense and who commit an act equal to or more severe than aggravated sexual abuse under federal law, must register as adults.
But as applicable to this defendant, you're saying there's absolutely no difference. I ask for, if you're charged with attempted rape, you're saying there's no difference in the registry requirements if you were certified as an adult versus being tried in the juvenile system?
The requirement challenged by SC in this case likely applies to him, and so he would have to register if the requirement
applied. Why would it not apply to him?
There may be a challenge as to whether the offense for which he was found delinquent qualifies as equal to or more severe than aggravated sexual abuse. It is our position that this requirement likely applies to him, and if the requirement does apply, then he would have to register as an adult.
The judge didn't order him to register as an adult, though.
That's correct, Your Honor. The judge ordered him to register as a juvenile.
And was that because the judge did not believe he was required to register as an adult?
The record doesn't provide any other indication of the lower court's reasoning on this matter. What we have is a motion.
But don't we infer the facts necessary to support the judgment? So wouldn't the state have to have appealed if they thought he was wrong in finding that this crime was one that only required him to register as a juvenile? And the state didn't appeal that?
The state did not appeal in this case, Your Honor. And if the state believed that the juvenile court's ruling was incorrect, it would have appealed.
And that would be the state's failure to appear. Does that preclude future litigation that he falls under the adult registry requirement?
Your Honor, I don't think that the state's
race judicata, collateral estoppel for the him to be charged in the future for not registering if the state didn't appeal that part of the judgment?
Your Honor, I don't think that the state would be precluded, because I don't think that the juvenile court was proper in addressing the issue of registration.
We just said you didn't appeal that, though. You told them to register in the juvenile, and you didn't, and there's a box for that. Said juvenile and not adult, and the state didn't appeal. That was the question.
Yes, Your Honor, we did not appeal.
Aren't you suggesting that the circuit court in a DEC action or possibly in defense of a criminal case would have to look at that issue at the time?
Yes, Your Honor.
And even apart from what some state court would decide, whether or not there's a federal requirement, those issues are regularly litigated in a federal district court as to whether or not they meet the federal statutory requirement for registration?
Yes, Your Honor, that's correct.
So under this court's judgment of ordering SC to register in the juvenile registry list, does that mean that when he's 21, his name will come off that juvenile list?
Anyone required to register on the juvenile registry, Your Honor, would come off of that list at 21. Yes.
Now, this list is a public list?
The juvenile registry is not a public registry, Your Honor. I would turn quickly to the issue of punishment in this case. The argument from SC is that this requirement is unconstitutional in part because it constitutes a punishment, but that is incorrect. The factors analyzed by this court in RW indicate as much. The requirement is rationally connected to a non-punitive purpose, in this case, protection of the public from individuals who, by a finding of age and qualifying delinquent act, pose serious risk to public safety.
And is there any evidence? Opposing counsel says there's absolutely no evidence that would support that someone who's convicted as a juvenile of such a crime poses any greater risk than the rest of the population.
I think that it is incorrect to say there's no evidence. I think it's also important to point out there is a rational basis for the legislature's determination.
And what's the rational basis if there's no evidence?
The rational basis is that a juvenile who is of a certain age, in this case 14 or older, and who commits not just a sex offense, but the most serious of sex offenses, poses a risk greater than that posed by juveniles.
But that's the question. They're saying that's the argument being made, but in fact there's no evidence to support that argument. It's just a feeling people have that it must be. But there's no evidence. So what's our test? Can it just be, gosh, we think that's likely true in the face of evidence that they allege is there that says, in fact, there's no greater risk?
And the evidence cited by SC in this case does not contradict the legislative determination. That evidence encompasses juveniles as a whole and never addresses the subset of juveniles 14 or older who have committed the most serious sex offenses.
Hasn't the Eighth Amendment or the state constitutional amendment, that argument's already been decided by this court, correct? I mean, in RW, that we've already decided it's not a punishment and therefore doesn't violate the cruel and unusual punishment provision of the United States or the state constitution.
Yes, Your Honor. And RW, as applied to the statutes challenged here, is indistinguishable. The factors, when applied to this requirement, come to the same conclusion, which is that this requirement is not a punishment. And in light of the fact that this requirement is not a punishment, it does not violate the Due Process Clause. SC, in this case, never asserts a fundamental right and argues repeatedly that the statutes lack a rational basis. And in light of that failure, the requirement should be upheld if any state of facts reasonably may be conceived to justify it. A virtually identical, independent federal requirement was upheld by the Ninth Circuit against an identical due process challenge in U.S. v. Juvenile Mail. SC does not challenge, as this court has noted, the constitutionality of that federal law here. And that federal law, when combined with an unchallenged state law, would result in the same registration requirements that are being challenged in this case. Furthermore, Your Honors, the requirement at issue contributes to a sensible civil regulatory system, as does the adult requirement, that has the purpose and principal effect of informing the public for its own safety. This is the dissemination of truthful information so that the public can take the steps they deem necessary to protect themselves. That dissemination, furthermore, is not a violation of the juvenile code, as under that code, this information would be public anyway. The adjudication and delinquency records of a juvenile found delinquent of a felony are thereafter as open as a criminal record.
Now, let me ask you about, of course, Judge Fisher's comments are very pertinent, but getting back to rational basis, could a legislature say, could a rational basis be fear? For example, There's been some written, there was an article written about autism being caused by immunization. So if the state of Missouri said there shall be no immunization because the rational basis is an article on autism saying it causes autism, even though that's been proven to be incorrect, is that still then a rational, is it rational to pass a law on inaccurate material, inaccurate information?
No, Your Honor, I don't think it's rational to pass a law based on fear or inaccurate material. And SC has not established that this law has been passed based on either. This law is passed on the same basis as the adult offender registration, which is a protection of the public from individuals who pose a substantial risk. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, of course, if for 25 years, if you've been on the registry for 25 years, there are the internet and computer storage would have you in there, and if you get your name removed after 25 years under the federal law, is this a situation where the state law can exceed the federal law? I mean, our statute would say you're on the registry forever. Can we exceed it, or are we limited by the federal law?
Well, Your Honor, because the state has exceeded the federal law, it is in violation of the Eighth Amendment. Violation of
how do you respond to the fact that or the assertion is it's not a criminal situation? Can it be give cruel and unusual effects or non punished? This is a collateral thing. The registry is collateral to the offense, but if it's characterized as not criminal, can you have an Eighth Amendment claim?
Yes, Judge, I believe you do. And as Judge Fisher raised the case of R.W., that case was analyzed under the adult offender registry as applied to adults. And when we look at children, we have to look at the U.S. Supreme Court precedent of Roper versus Simmons, as well as Graham versus Florida and Miller versus Alabama. And in those cases...
Well, all those cases were dealing with criminal statutes, not civil regulatory schemes.
That is correct, but there are statements within those cases that say that procedures that affect juveniles that have criminal implications or procedural implications from criminal cases must be looked at differently, must consider the fact that juveniles have less culpability and are more capable and amenable to treatment. And the juvenile system, the juvenile division, is set up to address those very issues. But because this is an adult penalty on this juvenile who remained in juvenile court and was not certified to adult court, the standards are different. And he's receiving a punishment for his adjudication. And
so we would say it's a punishment as to juveniles, but not a punishment as to adults under your approach?
You could. The court has settled that as to adults, it's not punishments. However, for juveniles, they're different. And the court could say that because of their brain development, because they're less culpable, because they're more amenable to treatment, these factors that we look at in RW are more punitive towards children. And so the court could find that. In terms of the order that the juvenile judge ordered this young person to register on the juvenile sex offender registry, if this court believes that that order is valid, I would implore this court to issue a written opinion that says that, so that he can carry around that written order in his pocket. So if he is stopped by the police and they search his name and see there's an adjudication and he's supposed to register on the adult sex offender registry and hasn't, that they won't arrest him. Because pursuant to this law, he would be arrested and he would be charged, and he shouldn't have to go through that in order for this court to make a decision about whether that law is constitutional. It violates due process, it is fundamentally unfair, and it violates the prohibition on cruel and unusual punishment.
Even if this court issues an opinion that says the trial court, the juvenile court, ordered him to register only as a juvenile, and it was not appealed by the juvenile officer, does he not still have a requirement to register under the federal laws?
He may.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Case will be submitted.